This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boss of the year, things get worse at Twitter. Do you care? It's just interesting fodder. Some sad news when it comes to the four University of Idaho students who were stabbed to death. Still no suspect arrested. An L.A. sheriff says the crash that injured 24 law enforcement recruits was deliberate. That's depressing. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as the world turns in these United States, we will dive into it. And trust me, there are some wonderful things that are happening across the country, too. You know, it's always a snapshot. I think it's important to look, though, at what is happening and what people are talking about. That's what this show is all about. In our backyards, there's a lot of shock and horror at the news of those four students in Idaho. And, of course, wanting to know more and wanting to know that the other students that are there feel safe. And certainly in Boise, that's what they're hoping for. Autopsies performed on the four students who were found dead inside this rental house near campus did show that all four were stabbed to death. We're not surprised by that. The people in the area, though, the town Moscow, it's called, it's a panhandle, an Idaho panhandle college of 25,000 people in that area that last saw any kind of a homicide about 5 years ago. So they're really having a tough time processing this. Not something they're used to, doors open, that kind of thing. Officers still have not identified a suspect or found a blade, because it was a blade, just a blade, that was used to stab the students to death. They're searching for that military-style knife in connection with the killings, of course. And, you know, they're going even to local stores to find out if anyone was sold one of those blades that they believe was used in it. It's a military-grade blade, they could tell by the autopsy, that was actually originally designed for use by our troops in World War II. So, you know, all four of the students, in trying to find what could the connection be, were members of fraternities and sororities, and the bodies were found around noon on Sunday. And they do say that the evidence points at the scene for them to believe that the students were targeted, but there weren't many details that were given on that. And, of course, when you say targeted, it usually means that the killer and the victims knew each other maybe on some level, and there is no word of that. The University of Idaho isn't saying too much either. They just are trying to calm the fears of those other students who are on and off campus. But what a terrible thing. So the University of Idaho is remaining open the rest of the week because they're offering any kind of, you know, mental health checks, that kind of thing. And there's other faculty there and classmates and whatnot. But anybody who wants an excused absence ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday has been granted that leave. So hope that they are able to trace that evidence and find somebody quickly that they can at least pick up for on suspicion of these murders. Terrible to learn that the 22-year-old may have deliberately smashed a car into those recruits, those L.A. County Sheriff and Police recruits, five critically injured. And Nicholas Gutierrez was charged with attempted murder of a peace officer, and additional charges, of course, are pending. They do believe in this investigation early going that there's probable cause to believe it was intentional. And looking at the video surveillance, looking at the physical evidence, looking at all the conversations put together, the statements from the recruits, they're able to kind of put this opinion that there was a deliberate act that happened here. So not any great updates on the victims of this Wednesday morning crash in Whittier, which is very close to Los Angeles proper. Some of the most severe injuries, though, were head trauma, broken bones, loss of limbs, and the suspect failed in a sobriety test. They did one, and he wasn't intoxicated. And just to refresh you of what happened, his SUV was in a southbound lane, then it crossed over to the north, and it was going about 40 miles an hour. It hit the recruits who were running, who were working out. And these were 75 recruits that were from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's and local police departments. It was 6:30 in the morning, and the group of recruits, they had reflective vests on, that kind of thing, and he just plowed right into them, and it looked like there was absolutely no brakes applied whatsoever. So if he had slammed on the brakes and he realized there was something wrong, it was different than if he was pressing on the gas, and I guess that's how they're partly determining all of that. Wow, wow, wow. All right, this week in football, on a more positive note, if you are a Titans fan, the Titans with a big win over the Packers. The Packers' season woes continue. 27-17, a good time to remind all of you. We do this Nail the Score thing where you can win some wonderful prizes and bragging rights. We do it on Tuesday in our first hour final segment. All you have to do is call or send an email during that time period. Once I release the game of the week, you just call in or send us that email with what team you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. This wasn't the game of the week, but it's interesting. It's an interesting start, anyway, to a very big day for the Titans because of the great Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay being able to win this one and pick up yet, you know, the seventh win for them on the season and kick off a big week that then dovetails into another big week because we have Thanksgiving Day and Thanksgiving Day games, and Thanksgiving Day is about food and family and hopefully for some relaxation and watching some football. And speaking of watching football, because of these wicked storms that are smashing into Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills home game against the Cleveland Browns had to be relocated to Detroit because of that winter storm with that lake effect snow that's expected to smash into western New York over the next couple of days. The game is still slated for 1 o'clock Eastern on Sunday, but they're talking about in Buffalo, maybe, you know, they're talking about they'll get 5 feet of snow Thursday night through Saturday with thunder and other weird inclement conditions that are expected that could lead to even higher snow totals and crazy wind gusts that would affect travel and would affect, obviously, the game. So moving the game is so rare because certainly they've played in snow and terrible conditions, but the predictions are just too bleak. So the Bills are trying to just keep to their normal schedule and then hit the road and fly to Detroit on Saturday. But so many things hinge on what happens with the snow totals. Coming up this hour, we have a mailbag and some great suggestions on what you can do for the holidays. Hang with us.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Is truly what's happening at Twitter, and he's not winning Boss of the Year, that's for sure. Workers are fleeing for the exits after Elon Musk with his new ultimatum to commit to working what he calls an extremely hardcore fashion. Can you imagine? You need to sign in blood. I'm just kidding. But you need to sign here on the dotted line and swear you will do whatever it takes if you have to work 18, 19, 20, 25, 50 hours in a row, you will do it. It's really crazy. He put out this deadline for the Twitter employees after he fired half of the other part of the workforce to commit to this ultimatum to working what he's called extremely hardcore at the company or leave. So some employees appeared to publicly say they chose to leave. On Thursday, they started posting the salute emoji, which is a signal that someone's leaving. One Twitter employee said in a tweet that deciding to join the company was one of the easiest decisions ever made. Deciding to leave was 100% the opposite. So, you know, you had employees that were definitely choosing not to sign the pledge and to leave. They had until 5 o'clock on Thursday to decide whether they wouldn't be part of the culture Musk wants to implement at this social media giant or resign. And some people are saying it's a mass exodus, because they don't want to do that. They don't want to sign this pledge to work there under those conditions. They're rejecting the ultimatum because it's a toxic work environment that he's now introduced to the company. Isn't that a bummer? Have you ever been there, you know, where you work for a company and it's it's like too good to be true. You work for someone you like, and you like the people around you, and, oh, yeah, they give you a free lunch, or once a week they give you a free lunch, or whatever it is. They have some of these incredible perks, and then some jerk comes in and takes over because the other guy leaves, or the other woman, but they leave, and then it's completely toxic. Oh, I've been there, right? Where you were, I worked for a TV station once that was the best. I can't believe I even have this job. And everybody was the same way. People like engineers that have been there forever, camera operators, not just the on-air people that I was part of the on-air crew. I was an anchor person and a reporter. And then just like that, toxic environment, the greatest boss in the world leaves, resigns, and moves on to another place. And then the whole thing within maybe 2 weeks completely changes. And that's exactly what's happened here at Twitter. You know, that, wow, this incredible job or pretty good job. Then all of a sudden, you know, we're done after firing 3,700 employees, right? Firing half of the staff. And now this, which already was like, whoa, like take this job or hit the highway. So it's up to you. And I think it's not surprising that a lot are hitting the door if they can afford to do that, right? It depends. Otherwise, they might have to just hang into that chaotic, hang there for a while in that chaotic work environment. So you wonder when you look at someone like Musk, who's got Tesla and SpaceX, and now has got this reputation with the whole Twitter, taking over Twitter, of, oh, that's what Musk must be like to work for, right? That he's not all that. And so that's what we're starting to see. You know, even the Hubs chimed in on this today when we were running around doing those before the Turkey Day errands, you know, that you have to do, where you have to go get cans of cranberries or whatever. So in the car, he said to me, he's like, wow, Musk, what is he doing to us? This reputation? I mean, the space program falls apart. We can't afford anything. So then he creates an alternative, and then we're hitching rides on his brilliant SpaceX deal. And then all of a sudden the door kicks open to, what is this guy really like that maybe other people knew? So anyway, that's the part of why is this interesting to you and me, and people are chatting about it. Plus, if you're on that social media platform at all, who knows how long that survives? That's what I think. I mean, eventually, does it get to the point where it just doesn't survive, that because it's just collapses under, okay, we're going to charge people, and then there's less people working there, and it seems unlikely at least in the near future, because, you know, Twitter is where politicians, celebrities, everyday people go to express themselves. It's like the town square, to make announcements, to tell people on a campus that there is a shooter, to tell parents and students in high schools that there's a lockdown. Like, things that you have to pay attention to break on Twitter. Sheriff's departments releasing information. I mean, road closures because of accidents. So much of what happens on Twitter is part of our culture. And you may not have Twitter and could care less, but the people around you know what's happening in your community because of Twitter, because of how much is posted there. It's, to me, Twitter is like you went out and you hammered in a sign to a telephone pole saying, I'm looking for my dog, or, you know, this is what's happening and there's a meeting for this zoning request or whatever, because that's really, honestly, that's what happens constantly on Twitter. Whenever I get news breaks, any kind of breaking news of anything, that is usually what you first get alerted to, is finding out through Twitter. So it definitely, to me, is like the place, the public town square. But the public town square may not survive it. And also because now all of a sudden you're being charged, right? You know that favorite bar you could walk into and just get a drink, and now there's a cover charge to be part of what's happening there. So it, will it survive, or does it swiftly end up collapsing? That remains to be seen, but it certainly does not look good. All right, speaking of looking, it's worth mentioning this. How about this meteor shower? We're talking about a burst of up to 250 meteors per hour, right? It's this weird thing that happens across a night sky annually during the month of November, and it's an impressive show of meteors where you can actually have a better chance of seeing it. You know, when someone says, oh, did you just see that meteor? It looks like it was a meteor, or it was a shooting star. Like, if there's a lot of it, you have probably a better chance of seeing it. And Thursday night, the peak was at 7 o'clock Eastern, and then visible to anyone on the night side of the world at that same time. And it's active, this meteor shower, so if you didn't miss it, is active through December 2nd. And when you look up, possibly, potentially, you could see 10 to 15 meteors an hour. So don't run out right now. Just maybe when the crew is over for Turkey Day, run out and see if you can see all those meteors. But, you know, just go out every other hour. Send someone out to go and check it out. It's really cool. They move in the opposite direction of our Earth rotating, and it almost causes a head-on collision with the atmosphere when they intersect. Right, these space rocks, and if you think of it, it's like 44 miles a second. Wrap your head around that. But this happens annually, and they're known as these like striking fireballs because they're large, so they're bright. They're brighter than Venus, and they streak close to the horizon. That's why you may have a better chance at seeing it's got like this long tail. So if you just happen to catch it at the right time, you'll see it. It looks almost like a line, and then you'll know, oh, I thought I heard Kate talk about that. That's a meteor. That's a streak. If you see that streak, it's probably what you're looking at. Probably. And like I said, you have a couple of days where that can possibly happen. So have at it. It'll be fun. It's cheap. It's a good way to entertain yourself. All you have to do is look up. Just look up and maybe you'll catch it. We're catching your thoughts next as we head to the mailroom.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The average 401k balance is down 23% in the last year. Fidelity Investments says it now stands at just over $97,000. Despite that, the average 401k contribution rate stands at just under 14%. The president of workplace investing at Fidelity said folks should contribute to their 401k consistently, no matter what happens in the stock market. The balance of power in Washington, D.C. is set to change. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Republicans won the majority of seats in the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, ending Democrat control of Washington that has seen America lose her energy independence and new taxes on every American because of overspending inflation.
This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sending me your thoughts through the miracle of the internet and our virtual mailroom. Anytime anybody listening has something to say, you can express it 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. How about this one? I thought this was interesting. I got this one from Jeff listening to us in Louisiana. He listens to us in New Orleans, and he says, "Howdy, Kate. I've been listening to the show for a long time. I am probably going to shock everyone. I'm about as right of right as you can get. But I have to say, good for Nancy Pelosi. She steps down as the leading House Democrat. She was in that position for two decades, leadership-wise. And even Republicans in Congress and former top Republicans say, pretty amazing how long she sat in that position. I did not care for Nancy Pelosi and certainly did not agree with her politics, but politically speaking, and if you trace, I guess because I happened to see this on a story about her when I was watching the national television news, good for her for being the mom and then heading into politics and ending up in that position, ultimately, where she held the gavel." Yeah, there you go. You know what? It's funny, we may have seen the same thing, because, of course, anybody that's in Washington covering politics, there were stories about it, and she decides she's stepping down, not from her seat, but from being, you know, being the top Dem, being the, well, she would have to speak, step down from being Speaker of the House, but being the top Democrat in the House, and not seek re-election, right? So she did make history as the first woman, actually, to be second in line to the presidency twice. And, you know, gosh, what, 3 decades serving in the House, something like that? And there were moments of bipartisan decisions and things that worked. There were definitely divisive moments, and where she was completely on the opposite side of the pendulum of Republican colleagues, of course, for sure we know that. But yeah, good for any of the people, including you, Jeff, of recognizing that she moves on, and then the Democrats go in a different direction. And, you know, the balance of power, of course, is in a different direction when it comes to the legislative branch because of what just happened in these midterms, and now it swings by a slim majority to the Republicans with the House, and of course, as we know, with the Senate, it's the way it goes, the way of the Democrats. All right, this one is from Joseph, and Joseph says, "Wow, I am sure glad that I do not live in Buffalo when it comes to the amount of snow that they're talking about. I can't imagine dealing with that. Hopefully most people don't have to go to work through what they're calling, I think, that thunder snow. It makes me happy that, frankly, because, Kate, I used to live in the Midwest with my family, and we ended up moving to the South, where we have temperatures that are mostly in the 70s, and of course it can get cooler, but we don't really deal with that kind of snow we used to. But I'm glad I don't have to shovel it, drive in it, contend with it in any way." You know what? It's like they call it weather porn. They call it weather porn is what they call it, Joseph, that we all watch what's happening in other parts of the country. Like, whoa, there's a hurricane again. Look at those winds. Oh, my gosh, I'm glad I don't live there. Or especially people who got away from the snow and remembered as a kid where you're building snowmen and you're off of school and it's great. But now when you're talking about dealing with it, when you have to shovel out, just get out, and you talk about power outages and all of that, and then sometimes people, they have to have their generators, of course they have to have them ready to go safely, because then there's the worry about carbon monoxide, and that seems to sadly happen with some people. You know, they had a storm in Buffalo like in 2014, I guess, where, because of what they call the lake effect snow, they had more than 7 feet in some areas. They had roofs collapse because of the snow. There were a ton of people that were stranded on the roads. And, of course, terrible, terrible temperatures. But they know way ahead of time, and they try to get the people to brace for that. And really, Buffalo is going to get it the worst, it looks like, and the other parts of New York that are very close by. Other states in the Midwest and then in some in the Northeast, of course, will get some snow and some of that weather. But that extreme lake effect snowfall is really focused on Buffalo. And that's what ends up happening. You just get so much of it. Yeah, I don't miss it. Oh, I remember my hands getting, you know, you get that, like they're almost raw. They feel almost like they're raw because you're just shoveling. And one time in New Jersey, and I think all of you can relate to this that have dealt with snow, it was my friend from Buffalo who called me and said, "You got to get out there every couple of hours and shovel, otherwise you're going to get buried in." And she was right. I had to do that. I had to keep going out and shoveling and doing whatever I could to keep it clear away from the house. Otherwise, I would have been in that situation where I can't open the door. I hope this melts. So I wish the people well, and I hope they don't get clobbered with as much snow as is being predicted. Let's put it that way. Okay, this one comes to us from Julie. First time that I have emailed you, Kate Delaney, but I want you to know that my husband's listened to you for a long time, and now I've caught the bug. My hours have changed, and I listen to you live a lot of times. Sometimes I catch your show when I'm working out, and I listen to a podcast of it. I heard you talking about Taylor Swift. Our daughter was a Swiftie, and luckily we weren't affected by this go-round because she's a little bit older now, and while I'm sure she's still enjoying Taylor Swift's music, she's not as nutty for a chance to go and see her perform live. But, boy, it sounds like this promotion company, the ticket dealer, is awful in what they do to the public, how they hold them hostage with incredible prices and then these insane demands where they don't have enough ticket inventory, it seems, and then they shut things down. It's tough when you're a parent, right? It's really, when you can save your pennies, it's really awesome to see your kid's face just glow when you announce that you got tickets to their favorite concert. And besides, it covers the bases. It covers birthdays, and it covers other holidays, too, when you can't figure out what to get them, if you can afford it, because now it is so expensive, I hear, to see these concerts. Well, you know what? It's interesting because you're right. I was talking about that ticket master said they had canceled the general public ticket sale for this upcoming tour that she's doing because of the high demand, and they didn't have the inventory. So they didn't have the inventory, so they had to cancel that pre-sale. It was supposed to be open because that's how they get you. They verify fans, and so you're verified. And meaning you can get in line, so that's what you're doing. You're getting in line fast, you can get the seats. So it was supposed to be open to, like, I want to say 1.5 million people, but then you had these 14 million people and bots included that went on to the site, and that just crashed everything. I mean, they sold 2 million tickets. That was it. And so then you have people waiting. And the reality is they couldn't, it was massive demand. What's really crazy is she's that popular that they could have filled who knows how many stadiums more. I mean, like, can she just keep doing this again and again? I mean, she's doing 52 shows, I guess. I looked that up after that happened. 52 shows in 20 cities. And so that's a heavy tour. She's going, like, from March to August of 2023. And you get this. What happens is, if you don't know, I'll just explain it. You get, when you register in advance, you get this code, and then you're able to get in, and that's the idea, that you're grabbing those seats. You have access early, because then, of course, once they go on sale, and what's really crazy, some of the third-party sites they have, those tickets were on sale for as much as $28,000. $28,000, that's ridiculous. $28,000 to go and see her concert. Wow. I mean, that's pricing out the little guy, so to speak, right? You know, the treat of taking your teenager to a concert or having a group of them, dropping them off, picking them up, you'd have to really cherry pick where you're doing that, because not just Taylor Swift, but so many of the other concerts are just completely unaffordable. And I mean, of course, I'm sure the $28,000 is for extremely close seats, let's put it that way. All right, and then quickly, this one, Michelle says, Kate, I don't know how you cook your turkey, but I think one of the best ways to do it is to soak it in kosher salt overnight, because it really softens it up. It's a trick that I learned from my mother. And you just got to make sure that you get that turkey in there early enough and you time it out. Enjoy your turkey day. I like the Aaron suggestion. Just put it in the bucket and get it soft. All right, thanks, everyone.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And what they can do for your skin. We've got Shireen Pavlidis with us and Dr. Balachi, and they have quite a resume, both of them. It would take us this whole show to go through it. But you know Shireen from the TikTok channel, Cooking with Shireen. I do really love her stuff. Plus, she's from Voorhees, and I'm from Cherry Hill. And then, you know, Dr. Balachi is a dermatologist with quite a resume, too. So they've teamed up to talk about how almonds can help us when we talk about skin care. We're talking about nourishment from the inside out. And this is good news because anything we can do to reduce wrinkles and feel good, I think, is good for anybody listening to this show. So, ladies, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So let's start with the first really question that's on my mind and probably everybody else's, and I'll have you each talk about this. I guess I'm going to start with you, Shireen. What should we be thinking about to improve our skincare routine, and how can food play a role that you've seen, especially since you've teamed up with Dr. Balachi and what you've learned?
Yes, well, you know, you are what you eat. So eating good foods that have good nutrition, that's going to reflect in your skin and, of course, your appearance. Almonds have a good fat, a good for you fat, and you can tell us all the benefits that we're getting. You get the protein, 6 grams of protein.
You have 4 grams of fiber. Mm-hmm. You also get, as Shireen mentioned, you get 13 grams of unsaturated fat, which is that healthy fat, and
good
1 gram of saturated fat. Mm-hmm. But you also get vitamin E. You get 50% out of just one serving of your daily consumption of vitamin E. And vitamin E helps with lipid peroxidation. Long name, but it just helps with your cell membranes, and it's like anti-aging, helps against free radicals. So I think it's really important to incorporate one serving of almonds into your diet every day, because it improves your gut health, and your gut is always talking to your skin, which is talking to your brain, just puts you in a really nice mood.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, Dr. Blatchy, because we hear that about our gut. And so you being the skin expert, you've seen that impact now more, right?
Absolutely, for sure. I mean, I'm always talking to my patients about how nutrition can improve their skin conditions. And there are two studies that have shown that when you eat 2 ounces of almonds in postmenopausal women, it showed that it helped decrease their wrinkles. It also helped with uneven skin tone and by improving the hyperpigmentation. And over a 12-week study in Asian women, when they ate 1.5 ounces of almonds, it improved their resistance to UVB light. So I would suggest that everyone, as long as they could tolerate it, eat almonds.
Eat your almonds.
Eat your almonds. I love that. So what's your favorite piece of advice for people who want to cook from scratch or take better care of their skin? I guess the cook from scratch, Shireen, that's your baby. What do you say?
That is my baby, and that's what I encourage on my channel, is for my followers to cook from scratch. It is not hard. You can do it. You will feel like a rock star in your own kitchen. Start with good quality fresh ingredients. There's not much you need to do to it. Let it be the star. Incorporating almonds. Now you have that feel good, delicious crunch. You have that savoriness, that sort of buttery, nutty, that you can now chop. Chop them up, add them to salads, garnish it with a dish. Could be any dish. I like to do it on a stir fry. You could throw them in a food processor, grind them up. I like to sometimes create an almond dust where I'll roast some cauliflower, olive oil, lemon, hit it with almond dust, and a little sea salt, and that's now just a really simple dish, very simple, that you've now transformed into a restaurant quality dish, simply by adding almonds.
Ooh, almond dust. I scribbled that down in big letters. I'm going to make that today for sure. Dr. Blatchy, what about our skin? We are so anxious to do anything we can to work with our skin. What can we do?
Yeah, so with almonds, when you're taking that one serving, you're also getting what we call linoleic acid. So linoleic acid can also help with the moisturization. Now that it is cooler, you want to make sure you're always moisturizing every day. So guess what? You're going to be moisturizing from the inside out. Moisturize from the outside by putting a moisturizer on, and then eat one serving of almonds. Again, full of vitamin E. You're getting that healthy fat, fiber, protein. You can't go wrong with this.
Yeah, it all sounds so good. Shireen, where can our listeners go for more info?
Almonds.com.
Ooh, that's easy. All right, I got to get busy. I don't know if I have time to do this show anymore because you both have given me some homework. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye, Kate.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's interesting. Almonds, I really like almonds, so I don't think it's hard to eat almonds. But some people are allergic to nuts, and some people just don't eat nuts. But almonds are definitely on my list. Of course, I like them when they've got a lot of salt on them, but I definitely like almonds. And it's weird because almonds in California, they were having problems with that because of how much water it takes for those almond trees, but I am a fan. I'm a fan of almonds and a fan of walnuts, too. You know, like you have the nutcrackers, and that was always a big thing at the holidays to have the bowl of walnuts and the nutcrackers. And from the time I was a kid, I loved doing that. All right, I was just happened to peruse, before we bounce into something else quickly, what some of the gifts are that are out there that aren't costing you an arm and a leg. I saw this really interesting thing for men, and it could be women too, frankly. There are women that drink whiskey, but they have these cigar whiskey glasses where it's like an old-fashioned whiskey glass, and it's indented, and you can put your cigar right there on the whiskey glass. So, hey, you don't have to have ash all over the place. Just stick it right there in the indentation, right there in the whiskey glass. And that sucker is like less than $25. There was something else that I found that I thought was interesting for families that like play games. There's a game called Kids Against Maturity, and it's a card game for kids and families where it's like the whole, you know, so you have older people in the family and kids. So, you know, it's about timelines and things that they have no idea about, and it's supposedly really, really funny. It looks pretty funny to me. And that thing's less than $25, too. And then what guy doesn't want a wallet? Because your wallet gets so beat up. It's getting beat up, economically speaking. But I saw a good trifold. I think I saw it through Amazon, and it was like $25 maybe, or a little less than $25, and it was like one of those slim things, one of those suckers you can just put in your back pocket and roll. So there's a suggestion. Go get wallets. Everybody needs a wallet. And then food gifts, of course, there's just tons of food gifts and gift cards and whatever. All right, that's my 2 cents, because now, you know, we're coming up on Black Friday, and then everybody's going to roll into, oh my gosh, what do I get? All right, what a gift for the people who are part of this franchise. Do you know that the Fast and the Furious, you know, all those films, they're doing a 10th one. So it's not over with yet. The budget for what they're calling Fast X, which will be the 10th one, it's like incredibly lucrative. It's $340 million. That's 70% more than what was budgeted for the 2021 F9, the Fast Saga. But that whole action series, we like the whole idea of the cars, etc., obviously, especially younger people, but definitely there's older fans too, because of how long it's been around. It's generated $6.6 billion in ticket sales. That's crazy. Like, and who are the stars? The stars, one of the stars, of course, you always see him is Vin Diesel, right? Then the rest of the cast comes back, or most of it too. And wow, it's just, they must just go into pitch and say, okay, yeah, we're doing another Fast. Great. Who's writing it? Yep. And how much do we need to put that together? Because they know they're going to rake in the do-re-mi, right? And the transformation of that Fast and Furious from a series of street racing films into this like stunt show has been giant for Universal. The peak of it, $1.5 billion, Furious 7, which is, again, amazing when you think of film franchises. And it's just, that's like rubber stamp it. Okay, got another idea for it. It can be the worst plot ever. It's going to work. We'll just rework a few things, but I think it's going to work. We just have to have enough money to put it together. And certainly, we're probably guaranteed to make at least $1 billion. Mind-blowing. Music means we are out of time here for this first hour of the show. Thanks to all of you for listening to it. Remember, you can catch me 24/7 through the miracle of the internet and our virtual mail, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Hats off to the sleepy man, Jeremy Paulson, for an excellent job on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.